B-Pod Studios.
Coming up next at 10, Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, Zolak and Bertrand.
I like this.
Right now.
This to me is fun.
It's Tusher and Rich.
What is happening right at this moment.
On Boston's Home for Sports.
People either hating me or liking me.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Jay Sue with a Sarge. Movies out on the lawn. And a spread full of food paid for by Andy Wong. Chicken teriyaki combo meal.
Spare ribs.
And Mushu pork.
Calhoun Joe and his Calhoun friends. Watching flicks, the party never ends. They're the kings of Saugus. Hey, look, is that John Cena's dad?
Is that John Cena's dad? That is a question that we will be asking ourselves for the rest of time, it appears. Yeah.
Whose team is this?
Blue.
Charlotte Flair, the daughter of one Ric Flair.
Yeah, I like this.
Blue. Calhoun! Oh, man. The hearts that stopped yesterday amongst the employees of 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Haji-maji is right.
Just a moment where the earth stood still. There was a random... So there was an announcement on Boston's Wicked North Shore Facebook page because it's just wicked, man.
Yeah.
And it's at breaking. Representatives of the famed Kowloon restaurant in Saugus, Massachusetts, met with planning board officials tonight to announce the eventual closing of the restaurant and a redevelopment of the property into multiple lots for mixed use. They go blah, 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 blah. They stated that there is no dates to close, and the closure will come before a long process of getting approvals. They said that it's not anytime soon, but they will close. The famed loon will one day be gone. The younger generation, the Wong family, is not going to be continuing the tradition. They do not want that backbreaking job, and their parents and grandparents do not want them to have a hectic life. And to that, everyone went crazy. I mean, everyone went nuts. I mean, it was Jay Stu, Sarge is checking his sources out. You had, of course, you know, Joe Murray said his phone was literally blowing up last night. And
it blew
of course,
up.
It blew up.
It exploded in his hand. Exactly.
And I even reached out, and I don't do this often because, you know, it's not like, you know, sometimes there's certain people you don't contact often. You only do it when it's important. And I went through the old contacts, and I found the Wong father, and I was like, Andy, come on, break it down for me. What's real? What's not? What's fake news? And I actually got a call from him that I missed, but he ended up texting me pretty much essentially what the press release ended up saying as well, and that is they said that they are not sold or closing soon. They did say we're only planning for the future, which will be years, not months away. They said the process to get local boards to do their due diligence and approve any project is not an overnight process. They're doing some legwork on it, and they said we have just completed our 70th year in the business, realized that although rewarding, it's such a demanding life, and there will be an end at some point, just not right now. So, I mean, it does sound like someday, not decades, but years, it will be all ending. And I have to be honest, I'm feeling a little bit for my buddies in the Kowloon crew this morning. I'm feeling a little bit for you, Joe. I know this is some place. Because honestly, when the Kowloon's gone, like, where's the clubhouse? Like, where does the gang get together anymore?
I don't know, but I'm happy for Andy. Again, you know, I love hanging out with him. We travel. Guy works 5-6 days a week, man. Like, if he gets some time off and time to retire, I can only imagine where we'll go.
Yeah. Heaven. Say hello to heaven.
They're going to get a ton. But first of all,
I'm going hungry.
I'm going hungry. Who will give you free food now?
Yeah.
But we have with us a special guest.
Keep talking, Fred. See what happens.
Kay. What's up, guys?
Hi, Fred. How are you?
Hi. What's
going
down?
Extra duck sauce with those Saugus wings, Fred.
Hey. Gorilla Monsoon, right?
Bobby Heenan was better.
Agree to disagree, okay? All right, well, Jay Stu has joined
Jay
us.
Stu. I couldn't tell which one was which.
It's very difficult to tell. Well, Jay Stu, let's be honest here. You knew that. Did you know what was going on before this information came out?
I mean, I've had an inkling that there's a longer term plan here. But just to read it last night and to see that the paperwork and the legwork was all being done was a little like earth shattering to me. Without breaking, it's sad because like this is a generational restaurant, and to just actually read that, the end is near is a little heartbreaking. And you have friendships with, Andy and Bobby, and you create other friendships and you get to know people more in depthly because, in the case of Joe Murray, Joe and I have spent tons of time at the Kowloon socializing, and I've gotten to know Joe better, and Joe's gotten to know me better. So it's a generational restaurant, and to actually read that, the end is near, even if it's years and not months, it rattles the birdcage a little bit.
At any point, has there been any discussion with Andy Wong that maybe when this is all done, that you guys carry on the legacy? Maybe there would be some sort of investment in a new Kowloon? Like, because you can't just let it die like this, Jay Stu. It seems like it's too much of a part of who you and all your crew are.
So I haven't had that conversation, and I don't know. Maybe we can get an investment group together. Maybe we have Barstool buy it. Like they're helping out a lot of people right now, and maybe that's how we keep it going. But no, I haven't had that conversation. If you want to give me, I can chip in probably about 1% to the actual fund to potentially buy it in 5 years. But no, that hasn't happened on my end.
How's Sarge doing? How's the Sarge? He's got to take it the worst.
I mean, I hope that he's loading up on duck sauce.
Yeah.
That would be the
Jay Stu,
we
texted last night, Jay Stu. I have been in touch with the Sarge.
Is he okay?
He's pretty shocked. This is kind of like an Undertaker coming out of nowhere situation,
It's exactly like that.
The text that I have from him came at 12:00. I called Andy, and then it's sunglasses emoji, and that was kind of it.
Is there any resentment? Is there any resentment towards Andy Wong for closing the restaurant, or even envisioning closing the restaurant?
If anybody deserves a good send-off in retirement, it's Andy and Bobby and that entire family for all that they've done. Like, think about how many smiles they've put on people's faces. Think about how much joy that they've given to people in celebrating birthdays and anniversaries and weddings and all the great food they had. I'd be excited that Andy would have the opportunity and Bobby and their family to, get away and, retire, for lack of, do retirement, right? And I hope that we're at a point where we get to that we can go and have one monster celebration at Kowloon and say a proper farewell to it.
And like Jay Stu, we're from here. Where else can you go now? Like the Fours is gone, right? We can't go. That we used to hang out there before matches. Like where do we go next?
Asking, where else can we go?
Where else can we go?
I mean, like, anywhere else.
What else is out there though?
Zoom calls. Zoom calls and StreamYard chats. That's how we're doing it. We're doing it all through video conferencing now.
If only there were some restaurants and bars around Boston that could use some business. Where else are we going to go?
No, I'm just saying, where else? Like, all right, for example, right? The Kowloon
has
comedy shows.
Where do we go now? Where do we go?
This is a generational restaurant, and that's why we're talking in such loving terms about it.
In all seriousness, seriousness, the reason that you're on is that this blew up on social media yesterday that Kowloon was closing. Kowloon, where I've never been,
nor, to my knowledge, spends a dime on this station is really, just for the free advertising alone, they should stay open. I mean, they're saving an awful lot of money in advertising. But no, of course this is, I mean, that's why you're on, is because
he's going to make a ton of cash, too. Yeah. Like, that's the thing, is that if they, that area, like, I guarantee you, when they sell it, it's going to sell for $1 zillion. And
they,
you know what?
They are a very smart business family, so yep. I'm sure that they'll be well taken care of.
Yes, there's no question. But where are the wrestlers going to eat, though? I mean, because that's a legitimate question.
It's also interesting, Rich, because... Yeah, in terms of like where the wrestlers would hang out, because the big deal about Kowloon, aside from the food, is the reputation that it has with wrestlers and things of that nature. Where will the wrestlers go?
I don't think that they're touring anytime soon. I mean, if you want to move a Jimmy Seafood up to Saugus, maybe that's possible, because that's the only really high profile restaurant that I know of. I mean. Otherwise, they're going to be hiding in the back corners of other restaurants in the area. I mean, that's the reality of it.
Listen, if you're a struggling restaurant, here's what you need to do right now. You need to call up Andy Wong.
Make friends with James Stewart. And
give him all the free food in the world. No, but you need to call Andy Wong and you say, Andy, listen, you might sell the restaurant, but sell the name and the recipes to me, and I will relaunch the Kowloon somewhere. Let me just borrow. I don't even have to own it. Let me borrow your merchandise, a place where the wrestlers can feel special. Come on in as an honorary maitre d' every once in a while to show your face. And, dude, you can double dip. Don't you think that something like that would... It's never going to be the old Kowloon, but wouldn't you want a little piece of that to stay alive, especially if Andy had some sort of say in how it looked and how it felt?
Of course I would want that. Of course. I don't want great traditions to go away. I don't want that. Nobody should want that. So yeah, I'd love to see it. I don't know who can do it, though. I mean, you guys are you tell me who can do it.
How about the old Fours building? I mean, there's no restaurant in there now. Maybe someone can turn that into the new Loon. You put that right by the TD Garden once business gets back in. That thing's popping, baby.
Love it. Love it. Tell me when we're going to be able to do that, Rich.
Maybe we can get the pirate ship in there, the Kowloon.
We could just jam it into
the tiki
fours.
Chairs, you know?
Now sure, you're talking.
That might be the only restaurant that could actually fill the sacred walls of the fours and it not seem like sacrilege. Am I wrong?
Do you think the $1 Million Man could help, Jaysto?
Yeah.
Well, he's doing personal appearances now, so he must be out of that $1 million, and $1 million doesn't go as far as it once did.
Yeah. All right.
Now other Jays too. Fred Toucher Jays too. What do you feel about them potentially saving this? And you know,
how do you
moving
like that,
it?
Fred?
I'm not in the business of saving things. Sometimes
I'm sorry, Rich. I was talking over your question.
Sometimes for kicks, buddy. Okay, that's okay. Sometimes for kicks.
I was trying to do the bit, Rich. I'm sorry.
I'll take things deep, deep, deep sleep. Almost there. Do you see the light? You feel calm. Bringing you back. See,
feel
I kill him.
Pain.
Yeah. That's what I do, Jack. Anywho.
Yeah. I took out the tire on your car, Fred. Remember that.
Well, now you said that. I'm actually a little concerned that you did. How dare you?
Do we ever get a total on that, by the way?
They're saying that the rim was very, very little damage to the rim. They're going to put it on hydraulics today. And we are going to see what we have in terms
Newton
of...
Newton was my city before it was yours, Fred.
I know. I am not nearly as connected as the great Jay Stu. That much obviously is the case. Well, Jay Stu, thank you so much for the time and enjoy... When was the last time you were at the Loon? Probably a long time ago, huh?
It was a few days before New Year's. I got some takeout from there.
Oh, okay. Because you live really far from there.
I haven't sat. The only restaurant that I've sat in since the pandemic started was the Kowloon, and that was for their outdoor dining.
Okay. Well, I mean, COVID be damned. Let's don't know what you got till it's gone. Let's not live with regret. Let's, you know, if anything, Andy sent out a signal saying this place ain't going to be around forever. So
keep all of the Saga swings that you can between now and the next 6 years.
Absolutely. Well, Jay Stu, thank you so much for the time, Kay.
Thanks for having me, Fred. We'll be talking later.
Cool, bro.
Cool story. Awesome. Cool beans.
Cool story. Tell it walking, Jack. There's a tire iron with your name on it. Hey, Andy Wong.
My
don't do it.
To just see the heart rate monitor when Sarge clicked on, you know, the old thing on Facebook, just to see his heartbeat and just how fast it went.
Can you feel my heartbeat? Don't you know I'm killing a bird? Can't you feel my heartbeat? Don't you know I'm killing a bird? I got it in a box and I'm gonna make sure it don't last too long. Hey, Jack. Play the music one more time, DJ. Hey.
All right, I do have a beef to pick with you, and it ain't a beef teriyaki from the Kowloon.
Andy Wong. Don't sell
the music. Sarge, would you like to tell a joke today?
All right, what else do you have?
So, I mean, this is one of there's one fountain here. There's another one over there, and another one in there. So, like, three fountains in the whole place? You could have a baptism in here.
You sure can.
Yeah.
Hey. What's this? All right, get to the good part. Hey, Andy Wong. Cut it out! Kay. Hey. Andy. Wong. Knock it off! Check. Yeah. Hey, Andy Wong, where'd you get that restaurant? Hey, Andy Wong, how do you do it? Where do we go now? Where do we go now? Where do we go now? Maybe Buffs?
Maybe Buffs?
It's all good, baby.
I mean, there's going to be a bunch of restaurants vying to be the new hangout for the Kowloon crew.
You'll get talked about constantly for free. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Show some sense. You can be like the Palm in Atlanta. There's nothing people like more than a free meal.
I will endorse you.
All right. That's right. He will. And he talks about food a lot on Saturday mornings.
Right.
So you got that going for you. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Drive home with Felger and Mass this afternoon at 2. Right now, this is how Boston sports fans start the day. Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Pritchard in transition. Pritchard into the lane. Hands back for Tatum. Three in the air. Count it. And we're tied.
Tatum wants a foul there, too. Got hit on the way up, but great, great setup by Pritchard.
Yeah, 1-2-1-2. We all say that, though. It's in our blood. It goes, what? Yeah. You know the game. Mingle with the strangest folks. Haters got the lamest jokes, saying that my voice sounds too white. But blame my folks. Growing up, it was a mess. Parents always stressed. I guess they did the best, raising me despite the fact that turned out to be the kid.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And Rich, what do we got going on already?
Well, tonight you're going to get a little more of that right there. You're going to get a little more of Johnny Wall game and, of course, Brian Robb on your play-by-play for a Boston Celtics team that right now is going to be extremely short-handed because – what's that?
I'm too amped up.
Yeah, because yesterday – I know that's the Brian Robb way, but maybe he'll bring a little more energy. But there were four players yesterday who were added to the Celtics injury list for health and safety protocols that didn't clarify whether or not they had COVID or been in contact with someone with COVID. But Carson Edwards, Tristan Thompson, Robert Williams, and Grant Williams all added to the injury report, obviously leaving them shorthanded, especially in the front court. Jeez, man, I'm looking at that. It's like it seems like they just nailed it. So, you got that going on, and this is something that obviously the whole league's been dealing with right now. You've got the Brooklyn Nets. Kevin Durant is out for the time being. I think he's going to be back sooner than they thought he was. I believe he might even be back as early as the next game. But yesterday, they had a very big game against the 76ers. Now, the 76ers, I think before last night's game, had only lost one. Am I right, Joe Murray? They're definitely first in the East, but I think
they were six and one, unless they were 7-1.
Yeah,
because the last time I checked, they were 6-1.
76ers lost last night. They got embarrassed.
Yeah.
Did you see that Kyrie story? By the way,
well that's what we're doing, Joe Murray. We're kind of doing a setup here, so we're moving it in order.
Big market to get,
that's right. It's a big market tease. But I mean, but you're right. So before the game, you know, Kyrie's got to be the guy because now Kevin Durant is out, and this is a very big game, and obviously against one of the better teams in the league. Now, before the game started, and I mean 30 minutes before the game started, Steve Nash, the coach of the Brooklyn Nets, had no idea where Kyrie Irving was. As a matter of fact, Steve Nash was asked about it, and here's what he had to say.
Is there any more light you can shed on Kyrie's situation and whether or not this may be an extended absence?
I don't know. I've sent him a message. I just found out. So I just sent him a message in the last half hour, and I haven't heard back yet. But obviously thinking about him and hope all is well. And it's a private matter.
Okay, so first of all, I'm surprisingly, shockingly, because I love to rip on this guy. The one thing I'm not going to rip on Kyrie about is whether or not he wanted to take that game off. Because apparently now we're hearing from, not from him saying something or the coach, we're hearing that he was too shaken by what had happened on Wednesday. I'm not going to rip him on that. What I am going to rip him on...
Whoa, at the Capitol?
What's that? Yeah, that's his thing.
He couldn't play basketball because he was too shaken by what happened at the Capitol?
That is what the word is right now. He has not made a statement. He has not told the coach.
No bueno. No, no. You won't say it. No, you don't. That's, you got to be able to deal with that stuff to function at a high level.
Everyone deals with things a different way. That's the one thing I'm not going to rip him on.
Well, I will.
But what I will rip him on is you got to tell your damn coach. You got to tell your coach when you're not playing. You have to contact somebody within the organization and go, you know what? I just don't feel like it. I can't do it because there's something that is deeply personal to me, and I'm out, and I can't. I'm checked out. And you got
to remember when Crash
day.
Went to the Mexican restaurant across the street from the station, and he was supposed to have an appearance, and he was too wasted, and then he got in trouble, and they said why, and he said 9/11.
That was 4 months after 9/11.
Yeah, this is lamer than that.
No, it's not. Four months after 9/11, using 9/11 as an excuse, that's lame.
This
and by
is
the way,
lamer
he didn't know
than
anybody
that.
Who was there. No. Here's one of those things.
Short of Kyrie Irving having someone there that was murdered, that is a cause for concern.
He is
I'll tell you this:
who is very vocal when it comes to the rights of African Americans. Like
I understand I can understand being enraged by what happened, and I can understand saying I'm not playing based on my political beliefs. But for that to resonate, you not playing, it would require you making a statement that I'm not playing. Obviously, I'm stating the obvious. If I'm going to make a statement, and I stated it yesterday, I mean, it's anyone with two eyes can see, and you can come up to me and you can go, well, what about what happened in Portland? Da 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 da. No. there was a massive double standard that occurred at the Capitol. There's no question about it. You saw when the BLM protests were going on, the amount of people, the security that was at the Capitol. And, you know, there's reports coming out that Trump, who obviously was enjoying at least for a time what was going on at the Capitol, that he was not willing to send in the National Guard.
Right.
So I understand being upset with that.
If you're a black person and you're watching that, you're going, this double standard is insane.
And it's only logical that you would, and anyone would. Everyone should think that. However, if you are going to protest the game by not playing, the only way that matters is if you go, I'm not playing because of what happened. The idea that you just don't play and sit there has no effect. So it's nothing. So if I'll tell you this. If my son came up to me or my daughter came up to me, was it yesterday? How long ago did this happen? Okay, 2 days ago. So yesterday, and said, I won't go to school because of what happened at the Capitol, I would be concerned. I would be very concerned.
Well,
that something is affecting them that deeply, I would be exceptionally concerned by that.
But you and I have the same opinion on this then, is that if it's one thing that you want to do it to protest, because that's what I said, if you feel like you're not going to play because this was, you know, an emotional thing for you and your head's not in the right place and you don't feel it's proper, that's one thing. But dude, you got to tell someone. You got to tell your coach. And from what I'm hearing from reports, he's obviously not on the plane as the team went and flew to, I forget where they're playing next, but you got to tell someone. And by the way, there's so many extra storylines to go with this. This is just part of it. And the Kyrie thing, it's nuts how still no one has heard from the guy, according to the latest reports. The other part of it is that during the game, Seth Curry was told, who plays for the 76ers, that he had COVID. So yeah. The team of the 76ers right now, they are in quarantine. They're trying to figure out, like, who's going to be able to play. I mean, he sat on the bench with them, and they told him mid-game.
And they had video of him with his, talking to people, pulling down his mask. I mean, nothing crazy, but he was pulling down his mask, talking to people, and you're going, he's got COVID.
And they found out mid-game, and then there's the other part of it, and here's the part that I actually do enjoy, is that Kyrie Irving didn't play. And they beat the Nets beat the bag off the best team in the East, which is just awesome.
Well, they went on a 3-point frenzy.
Yeah, they did. Last night.
And then the guy with the huge afro, he's just a block of machine. Because the best thing is he doesn't care about being like on a poster, because he'll go up against anyone. Okay, so Rich, I just turned on Twitch to see what was doing in the studio.
Yeah,
Rick Radzik did me a solid, let me broadcast from home today after I went off about having to go into work and about how people should be doing that. But he saved me getting the rental car today. Joe Murray not in front of a mic right now.
Where is Joe Murray?
Out of the studio.
What?
He had to step away for a moment. I'm sorry.
Oh,
is it an emergency?
It was. Yeah, it's not an emergency. He'll be back in a couple minutes.
It's not an emergency. It's
not an emergency.
Then why did he leave? I mean, he's on the air. It's like it's part of the show. I mean,
there was something else that came up that he had to deal with. It's not an emergency.
Couldn't have waited?
Is it bowel related?
No. It's here. He's coming back now.
Okay. Is it bowel related?
No, it was not.
Did something bad happen?
No, not at all.
No, fellas. I just had to take a phone call.
He had to take a quick phone call.
We're good.
All right. Was it Andy Wong?
What's that?
Was it Andy Wong?
It was not Andy Wong.
Okay. Everything's cool, though.
I just had to let Dan. Yeah.
All right.
I go for a walk for a minute.
We're on the air.
Because I turned on Twitch and I saw that you weren't there, and I got a little concerned.
I just said I could give me a minute. I'll be right back.
Who was it?
Who was it?
I'm sorry, Rich. I didn't tell you on the air. I didn't want to tell you. I just figured he'd be gone for a minute or so, and okay. it wouldn't be a big deal.
Who was it? It's not a big deal, but now it's interesting because there's a level of curiosity going on. Who was it on the phone?
We're good. It was a business meeting.
A business meeting?
Business. Yeah. That's not good. Hang on. If this is your business.
Dude, come on. Stop busting my balls. I had to take 5 minutes away from the damn show for a second. I've been sitting there all day. I've literally been sitting here.
That's your job.
I'm sitting here. I'm back. I went to the bathroom. I just came back.
All right. Was it a gambling thing?
No.
Was it
No.
Are you in trouble?
No. Everything's great.
Was it weed?
No, no, I haven't smoked weed in 16 months.
Okay. Oh, wow, that is right. You're not smoking as much weed. That's or right. any weed. It wasn't your wife or anything?
No, we're good, dude, we're good.
It's a business thing. He's looking to make money.
All right. Okay. All right. I just there's just a level of secrecy that it's very interesting to me. I miss you. I want to turn on Twitch and see your face.
Somebody said Joe just pulled a Kyrie.
He did. How ironic. How ironic. All right. Well, yeah, I would be a little concerned if I was the Nets about what's
Matt
going
Dolph
on.
Matt just tweeted, quote, yeah, put a five on Cleveland. He said Joe Murray just now in the other room.
All right. Now Joe's on the phone.
He's on the phone now? I hope everything's okay, but he's saying it was a business thing. So I guess
no, he's got a smile on his face. But
everything
he's on the
is fine. Everything's fine.
He's on the phone. Is it a conference call?
Yes.
Okay, so you're on a conference
call.
Yes. Well, both your jobs got to be ecstatic. Right
Thank
now.
You, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Let's go to the headlines, will you?
Your other job has you on a conference call.
Hey, I'm filling in. I'm doing a favor here, okay?
You're getting right. paid. You got to okay. tell the other job you're rich. Can't be on.
Enjoy yourself on the islands. Do the headlines.
Listen, I can't take shots. I'm broadcasting from home because I have a blown tire, so what can I do? Go say hello to Joe Murray, all right, on Twitch. Go to twitch.tv, subscribe to 98.5 The Sports Hub, and, thank God from you buttons on the phone, huh? All right, well, here is Joe Murray with your headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is the home of the Bruins, the Celtics, and these guys, Toucher and Rich, on Boston's home for sports, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Surrounded by baseball cards on my desk. Big eBay business. Which band of my cards? 985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, you know, being in radio, we're fortunate that we don't have consultants. Now, consultants in radio are people hired by the stations to come in and tell you what to do. And they'll sit you down and they'll listen to you on the radio and they'll point out things that you're doing wrong and things of that nature. And I was at a station, Rich, at the end of my days at the station that at one point hired two consultants, which is always a good idea to get conflicting edicts from people, which is an interesting thing. And I would defy anyone because I'm thinking of the shows when I was getting consulted that they were pointing to as stations that they had had great success with and shows they had great success with. And they were shows like The Mikey Show. And I don't think any of these shows are still on the air. The ones that they pointed to and said how like wonderful these shows were and how they listened to everything we say, none of them are still in existence.
Well, I told you that, I mean, first of all, there's one consultant who's a good one, obviously, and we know who that is. But a lot of them, it's tough. I mean, there was one guy who came in and told us that one of the shows he consulted, one of the things that I guess was part of the ritual was their interns would go down to, like, the comedy club, like the Comedy Cellar on open mic nights, and they would write down these comedians' jokes and then bring them in to the DJ, and he would claim them as his own. Can you imagine being like a struggling
comedian?
That's
Rick Dees.
It was Rick Dees, yes.
Yeah,
it was a guy who was a consultant for Rick Dees, where Rick Dees would go out, and I don't know if it was through the guidance of this consultant or if he was just telling tales out of school, they would go and write them down. And verbatim, Rick Dees, who was huge, would tell the joke, and you know, these poor working comedians who had taken the time to try to craft these things would just have them stolen from underneath them.
Well, he would also just get best of CDs from radio stations and do the, or, and sometimes just play the bit.
He did that. Well, what he did was he said he there was a phone prank thing that a station up in I think it was
Detroit.
Yeah, it was
Mojo in Detroit. Yeah, he did. So the story is, so Mojo does this phone prank, and they're all fake anyway because you're not allowed to do prank calls. Mojo's a good guy though, but so Rick Dees like plays the thing. So Mojo hears about it, gets the audio, plays Rick Dees playing their exact bit and claiming it is his own.
But Rick Dees says that we hired a new intern. Wait, his name is Bobo or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The guy
he changes it. Yeah, he just says it's his bit. So basically, he just stole the bit, right? And played it, but verbatim. Didn't change anything. Just played the bit. So, like, he didn't even insert his voice into anything. He just played the bit. So Mojo's like, screw this. I'm calling Rick Dees. So he calls Rick Dees. Rick Dees answers. It's on the air. Rick Dees answers, and he's like, hey, you know, like, what's going on? Because Rick Dees knows he's on the air. And Mojo goes, you know, what happened? You stole our bit, you hack. And he's like, yep.
And it's on the air. He knew he was on the air.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He knew he was on the air.
And they sure did.
And he goes, yep. And he goes, yep. And they're like, well, how can you do that? You know how hacky that is? And he goes, well, if Rick Dees stolen from you, you've been stolen from the best. And it was like the greatest thing ever. Rick Dees was just like, I don't care. He's like, yep. The first thing he said was, uh-huh. Yep, I stole it. Yep. Indeed.
Yeah, it's true.
Yep. You're not letting no defensiveness, no anything. And Mojo's like, oh, well, that's not cool. And he's like, mm-hmm. And he's like, how could you do that? And he's like, yep. It's funny. Yeah. And so anyway, I just saw this thing that a consultant had written, and I want to read it because I want you to tell me how you could do this. Because this, to me, is consultant talk 101.
Okay.
It says, several stations have contacted me about how to handle the events at the U.S. Capitol today. This is from 10:54 on Wednesday. So, you know, long after the major stuff had been over. Here are three things to keep in mind. Be real, be relevant, and be accurate. Get your information from objective news sources like AP, USA Today, Reuters, and major networks. Stay away from any sources leaning right or left like Fox or MSNBC. I'm not suggesting you do your whole show on the event unless you are a news or a talk show, but be authentic. You have to acknowledge it. It's fine to share your feelings, but keep it brief and non-political.
The non-political part, up until
then. How in the hell could you do that? How in the hell could you express your opinions and be non-political about a political event?
Everything outside of those last couple of words, he's dead on. I mean,
everything outside of those last couple words is just reading from the AP wire, which is fine. I mean, I understand that. Get your news from the AP.
He's also saying don't avoid it, because I mean, don't avoid talking about it, because I'm sure that there's some shows who would just avoid. I mean, it's like, you know, there's times where gigantic things happen and shows just come on. It's like, let's play the hits, and you're like, there's an elephant in the room here that needs to be discussed.
Well, if it's the next day and you're doing Kiss FM in LA, I don't know how much you have to talk about it, but regardless, if you do and you're a personality, I have no idea how you keep politics out of it, how you can talk about a political event in your voice. And that's the thing about consultants, is that it's this magical, it's just an array of words. It's just like this magical array of words that all of a sudden you're supposed, and everyone's responses to it, like, you're brilliant, thank you so much. And it's like, what did you get out of that? There's nothing. You didn't get anything out of that. It's just a cacophony of words that are ununderstandable.
You'd be surprised the amount of people who need to hear that to be authentic. I mean, this is. Do you?
But how can you be authentic?
Have you seen the people in our industry?
I know, but how can you be non-authentic? How can you be authentic and not be political when discussing a political event?
The non-political part, I understand. But
that's like something like, you know. The guy from Milwaukee who was like, when they took the knee, said, oh, well, you know, no matter what your feelings on this are. And it's like, who are you protecting at this point? So, you know, you just saw a protest that devolved into, anarchy. And you're going to think that people are upset that day about guys taking a knee? I mean, there's a certain point where you're covering your ass to such a degree and being so careful to play both sides that you sound like an idiot. And then you're not being authentic.
I mean, you sound it's more. I find it 1,000 times more frustrating, and I'm more likely to genuinely dislike a personality or someone on the news or radio or whatever when I know they're just being they're playing both sides, like especially with like such a cut and dry thing. I'd much rather have someone whose opinion I think is awful than I'd much more likely to be friends with a fierce like Matt, my friend, who's diametrically opposite with me in a lot of ways because at least he's got an opinion.
At least you know where he stands, and it's not frustrating. Right. I know what you mean.
It is to be. I mean, I'm friends with a lot of people that, you know, are lean wildly right. And I wouldn't say that I'm a far left leaning at all. I'd say I'm a very, very moderate person. But that balancing act, like I know people who do it, it's just awful. My advice as a consultant would be completely different. It would be if you're going to talk about it, talk about it, and if you're not going to talk about it, don't talk about it. Meaning that if you're going to try to play both sides and you're going to try to find some hellish vanilla neutral area, you're better off not saying anything.
Yeah,
because you're just going to come off as a prick. It's just floating sounds into the air.
Right. If you can't be someone who chooses a side, then don't talk about it. That's
yes.
fair. Yeah. I agree with you too. It's not only like a waffling. It's worse when you hear people who it's like a group of people, and then you have to wait for the next person to waffle before they try to say anything of substance. Like it's just like let's toss the waffle ball around.
Yeah. Exactly.
And it becomes infuriating. It's like the first 20 minutes of any podcast where nobody really says anything. And then
That was wild at the Capitol today. You know, whatever your politics are, you know, it's never good when someone dies. Shakira.
Right.
I mean, like, what the hell? Like, what did you
but
say?
But that's who he's
for?
Talking to, right? That's who he's talking to is like, you but, know, but, people like that.
So, like, if I'm listening to the radio, that guy I need to hear say something? Like if you're that devoid of anything, like, I don't need to hear you say anything. What, hey, something's going down at the Capitol. Hey, you know, they broke windows. You know, speaking of windows, power windows by Rush. I mean, I have no idea, like, what, but that is the, just reading it just brought me back to sitting in meetings. Like, can you imagine getting off the air in 2 hours of meetings of people talking like that to you? And you're like, I have no, and then to get the meeting over with, you just agree and nod. But the words they're saying make no sense. They're creating this person that can't exist. You can't do these things. It's just really amazing.
You ever seen chaos like that on your TV before? Oh, my God. Pop me up there, Dan. Let's get a little rock and roll going here. Yeah. Well, let me tell See, I'm turning on the TV. I'm about to take your old snoozeroo, and I see a little insurrection happening in front of me. Oh, my goodness gracious. Here's a little
It's speaking of erections. I'll tell you what. Have anyone seen the new Taylor Swift video?
Yeah. All right. Very good. Very good. We will be back. Joe Murray is set to give the headlines. He is. I'll have to look at Twitch again. I didn't mean to rat him out. I didn't mean to rat you out. Don't get mad at me. I just was saying what I saw, man. Sometimes you just see and say
and
on
by the way,
live media.
It needs to be said, Joe Murray, what he did was something that was legitimately he needed to do. And we just weren't aware of it. That's why it was also weird.
You just busted my balls because you like me, right? Is that it?
Well, that's part of it, but also because we had no idea where you went. You know, so put it this way. If you were intern Nick and that would have happened, it would have been insane. Like, I mean, Fred wouldn't have been able to be frothing at the mouth. But we found out what it was, and you're also Joe, so, you know, obviously we like you.
Yes,
so, but we found out what it was, and it sounds legit. It just shocked us because we had no idea you were going
to
do that.
I'm so sorry for all the deaths that you had to find out about. Yeah, I turn on Twitch and it says Sober Fred has turned into Woke Fred. I am woke, Joe. Never forget. I am woke. I am on top of every cause. I love it. I love when it's shoved into every show. I think it's so funny. I want a message with all my comedy. Thank you so much. I am incredibly woke. I need to get my opinions across on that. Hey, everybody. Anyone else woke? You know, the Always Sunny in Philadelphia series season finale where Mac dressed with danced with no shirt on, really, it was meaningful. All right, we will be back in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.